Simon Shin Aleph Sif Yudayin. Tigal Shein Yochel Leilach Baloi Makil Buter Leilach Boy. Afilo Eino Kosher Bo. Even though Lechoyra, something that one carries in his hand should be considered carrying on Shabbos. Rabbi Yisrael Zeraisa, Mishas Yom, Mishas Rabbi. We're talking about a person who is an amputee or seriously impaired in his ability to walk, and it's impossible for him to walk without the cane or the crutches. In such case, even though he's holding them in his hands, it's considered like a shoe, and therefore he's allowed to go to Rishus Rabin for such a thing, even if it's not tied onto him, because we have no concern that he will carry it, because he can't walk without supporting himself with that thing. The person is just weak or he's old, and he's not so confident about the way he walks, and he takes a cane to help him walk, he's not allowed to use that cane in a Rishus HaRabin. The definition is, if at home he walks without that stick, that's a sign that it's not essential for his walking. At home, also, he needs that extra support to walk around, then he can walk around with that Rishus HaRabin also. Shabrua brings, when it's icy outside, so people would take some type of stick that has some extra traction on it, so he shouldn't fall down. So there's Machlokes HaTorah, the Taza, that's equivalent the situation that is permitted, because he's afraid to walk without it. And he rather says, not move out, because if he's careful the way he walks, he can manage without the stick. One should avoid that situation. Also, a cane that somebody walks out with for his honor, he's a rebbe, he needs a cane to walk around with, even though he'd never walk without it, but does not permit him to walk on Shabbos, because even though it's a tachshit for this person, this type of jewelry, ornament, but the tachshit is permitted only when he wears it, not when he is holding in his hands. And Shabbos says that even inside the Eiris, if he doesn't have a real need for it, he should not walk around with these types of canes. Rambo says, this also depends on what he said before. A person with stick. So it depends. If he can't walk without the stick, then he'll be permitted to go out. If he can walk without it, he just needed to extra support, then he also to walk in the riches around with it. If you chas suma, also lo loisei sumakil. The chidish that a blind person that needs a stick to walk around, even so, it's not considered essential enough to permit him to walk out without Shabbos. Because he can walk without it. He's just using that to make sure it goes in the right direction. He doesn't bump into things. So if the Shabbos, I have to find some other way of doing it. Sif Yud says, Mishu also Ostur Ukvolin Beraglov. Somebody is shackled with chains, and the only way he could walk is walking with the chains around his legs. He is allowed to walk out. The type of garment. No, so that type of person, that's the way he walks around. Even at home, he walks around with them. So we're not concerned also to fall off, because obviously they're made tight enough not to fall off, although it defeats the purpose. Sif Chof, and Yoitzim be'an an katmin, v'umin chamol, shoitzim le'zonim, v'nirke roichavolov. One is not allowed to go out, and this object that looks like a donkey, and the clowns, if a person wants to make a funny presentation, he sits on that stick that has a head and a tail on the back of it. It looks like he's riding this. The person is not supporting him to walk. He's walking and he's carrying this thing. Even though it has a certain purpose, that's not considered derech malbush. Somebody's wearing something, then it's permitted, even if it's not serving that classical purpose of clothing. If he wears a costume, it's also permitted on Shabbos. But here he's carrying this thing. On Shabbos, not that it's a lot of kshorim. What is this kshorim that's also to carry on Shabbos? Eitzim gevoyim, sheish, vahem, voyishav, v'kata, regal, hokam, vahem, batit. Still, in those days, people used to use it when it was muddy outside. They didn't want to get their shoes full of mud. Even so, it's not considered like a shoe, something that one can manage without, and therefore it's also to go with stilts on Shabbos. Vloy, v'srome, what's a srome? Now you know how to go out with. Kimitsuris, palsar, shenoysim, v'aponim, halpas, inoikis. As a type of mask, which is put to scare children. So, here we have a chiddush that a mask is not considered derech malbush, covering your face. Surely maybe something covering your whole body, then a costume that will be permitted, but here's just something covering the face. That's not considered derech malbush.